Now joined with head coach of the Silverbacks, Tyler Shattuck. Tyler, you guys are coming off obviously a very impressive weekend last week, beating two very good opponents. Overall, 13 goals in the weekend. What else did you like from the performance, and what are you taking away from the big weekend?
Yeah, it was good hockey for us. I thought our attention to detail and our aggressiveness in the ozone paid off. We talked about it kind of last week. I thought we were a little complacent and made it too easy on teams to defend us. So it'll be a new challenge for us here this weekend. Obviously, new environment against a team that always plays us hard. So it's a chance for our group to step up in a big opportunity that we kind of squandered last time we played them. So we should be ready to go. We should be excited about getting that chance to kind of redeem ourselves against these guys, I guess you could say.
And this weekend set the first following that five-game homestand. You guys went 3-1-1, getting 7 out of a possible 10 points. When you take a look at that, the stats-wise, overall, what are you taking away from that five-game trip?
Yeah, it's good. It's always tough. You always want to win them all when you're at home. But I thought, obviously, we kind of let one slip away against Wenatchee. We could have easily been 4-1 in that stretch. So I did like how we responded the following weekend against West Kelowna and Nanaimo. Like you said, two good teams to put ourselves in a good spot. So 1 point back of third place right now, playing the team that we got to get ahead of. So it's going to be good hockey for Burns Lake to watch.
And obviously the offensive side of the puck has been great for you guys, but you guys also have tightened things up very well on the defensive side of things. You have the fifth fewest goals against in the BCHL with 120. What goes into that? Is that just a complete buy-in from the whole group, or what are the biggest things that go into that defensive side of the puck for you guys?
Yeah, I think it's an understanding and a willingness to do it. I believe everybody can play defense. It's kind of I feel like it's a mindset thing, and you just have to be willing to do it. And it's obviously the hard area of the rink to play, because sometimes it goes unnoticed, obviously, on the stat sheet, but it's the most important thing for a team to consistently win hockey games. So we've been winning more hockey games, and I would say that's a big reason why, is our commitment to that side of the puck. But in turn, it's also given us the opportunity to play more offensive hockey as well. Obviously, like you saw last weekend, we didn't sacrifice any defense for offense. We got more offense because we were playing so well in that zone.
And obviously this is a much different setting for your group here up in Burns Lake, a different arena none of them have ever played in, and eating some food they maybe never thought they'd try. But at the end of the day, four huge points on the line over the course of the next two games. So what do you expect from the group over these next couple games, and how do you set the tone in an arena like this, and just obviously a different atmosphere for the guys?
Yeah, I think that was the message for our group from the staff, is I think we took in the experience yesterday and we did the clinics and all that kind of stuff and did a great job in the community. And now that it's kind of game time, our focus shifts here a little bit. The most important thing for us is to get out of here with 4 points, standings wise, all that kind of stuff. So I think our group's ready for the challenge. They understand that it doesn't really matter where you play or who you play. The points go in the column the same way. So managing distractions and all that kind of stuff is important, but it also should be exciting. We don't want to take the excitement out of it. Like, this is going to be a cool environment. People don't get to watch a ton of junior hockey up here, so they should be excited to watch and should be loud. So it should be a pretty cool environment for these guys to play in, even though the rink may be smaller than normal. I think it's going to be pretty cool for these guys.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Now joined with Alex Even, the head coach of the Prince George Bruce Kings. You guys are coming off an interesting weekend last week. The final game of the weekend, you guys put up 10 goals in a 10-4 victory over the Merritt Centennials. What are your overall thoughts from that game against Merritt?
Yeah, I thought, well, we're going okay here. I mean, we're a little up and down with how we're playing, but you know, we didn't get the result we wanted on the Friday against them. We lost in overtime. But Saturday night we got a good response from our group and just the way we wanted to play, and hopefully we can carry that over into the games this weekend.
Jack Stockfish had 4 points in that game on Saturday night, and 8 players in your team had multi-point games. How important is it for your team to get that scoring from up and down the lineup?
Yeah, anytime you can put some goals on the board, it's good for your confidence as individuals and as a team. And I thought on the last game on Saturday, we got contributions from everybody, not just our older leaders, but we got, you know, two goals from our fourth line, and that was important for our victory.
And you talk about the up and down play so far in the season. We're down to the 12 last games of the BCHL regular season. Looks like everything's going to come down to the wire. When you look back on the season thus far, what have your overall thoughts been on your team's play?
Well, I think we're better than we were in September, which is important. You know, we still got a long way to go. Still some growing to do with our group, but I think if we can find some consistency in just how we want to play, the wins and losses will take care of themselves, and yeah, we're going to push till the end.
And a different experience here overall up in Burns Lake for the BCHL Roadshow. The end of the day, four huge points on the line for these two teams, jockeying for position in the top of the BCHL standings. How do you get that message across to your group? Or obviously they know the points are on the line, but also just to take in the full experience here in Burns Lake.
Yeah, I thought both teams did a really good job yesterday. You know, being involved in the school visits and then on the ice with the youth hockey players. I think just kind of brings you back to why you do this, and hopefully we're able to, you know, make a positive impact in the community while we're here and inspire some young people and put some smiles on their face, which it looks like we've done so far. And then hopefully the games are really entertaining. It's kind of crazy what two hockey teams can do. It's bring a lot of people together to watch a good game, and yeah, four big points on the line. May the best team get them this weekend.
And last question for you, your fourth meeting now on the season with Salmon Arm. You guys were able to shut them down the last time you were in Salmon Arm, taking that one, a 3-1 final. What's the key to success against this Salmon Arm team as you're going to play them four times over the course of the next 12 games?
Well, for us, I think it's still a penalty box. I think we got a bit of a – got away with on the last time we played. It was about 9 penalties on our end. Unfortunately, we were able to kill off most of them. You know, for us, we like our 5-on-5 game. We want to be playing 5-on-5, and we know it's going to be tight games. They're a good team, and both battling for position. Should be fun.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, and good luck tonight.
No problem.